Good morning. I'd like to call this meeting of the House Fisheries to order. It's Thursday, March 27th, and it is about 10:12, and some other committees were running over. And so this morning we are... if you would wait for just 1 minute, we have Representative Olson, Representative Gaddis, Representative Johnson, Representative Feige, myself, Chair Seaton. And today we have one order of business, and that is we are holding a confirmation hearing for Bruce Plumley for Commissioner of Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. And before we get started, does anybody have any other business? Seeing none, Mr. Plumley, would you come forward? Good morning. Would you introduce yourself for the record, and then would you give us some of your background and why, how long you've been on the commission, and some of your background and why you would like to serve again?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Bruce Twombly, and I'm grateful that Governor Parnell has reappointed me to the commission. It's a pleasure to be working with Ben Brown on the commission. I think together we've made a strong team. I was first appointed to the commission by Governor Hammond on Halloween in 1982, and I've served under the succeeding governors as well. That's given me an opportunity to participate in the limitation of 35 fisheries. I have participated in writing some 3,000 decisions over the years. It's also made me acutely aware of some of the risks that go with adjudicating cases before the Limited Entry Commission. We have there are some older cases I could talk about later, but when you make a commission decision, if the Supreme Court reverses your decision, they have an opportunity to apply that reversal retroactively. And that requires the commission to reopen cases previously closed, and as well, sometimes, to accept new applications from people who haven't previously applied when they're eligible. So it's a risk that hangs over our adjudications. We have been able to avoid having that happen during my tenure. We've done that mainly by winning Supreme Court cases. Our record in the Supreme Court is pretty strong. Where we stand today is when it comes to applications for entry permits. We have other cases we have to address, but in terms of applications for entry permits, we have 68 limited fisheries, and from those limited fisheries at this point, the commission's a moving bus, so there could be future limitations, but we have 68 limited fisheries. From the applications for those fisheries, we have 30 cases before us remaining, and I'm projecting that we can complete those adjudications by the end of 2016. And so I'm before you really asking for an opportunity to participate in that process.
Great. Questions? Mr. Plumley, I guess one of the things that we've been looking at over time, and we talked yesterday on these issues, so, you know, there are no surprises. The commission's yearly load in the past, can you compare that to where you are currently?
I'd be happy to. In the past, we reached a point in 1990 where we had almost 900 cases before us. But in the process, we had a statutory duty to limit fisheries, and I mentioned I participated in limiting 35 fisheries. But we had those 900 cases. The commission's moving bus, some people got to get off, but new people kept getting on as the newly limited fisheries generated appeals to us. So we were 900 cases, and then of course the cases that came in on top of it, that was an unmanageable caseload. We had to do a triage, and what we had to do was select those cases that were the most critical cases to decide, usually the cases in the fisheries under the most pressure at the time. We made those a priority. We also had to make a priority of cases apart from apart from adjudications mostly, where the right to fish was at stake, where someone was not going to be in the water unless we got to their case. So those cases had to come first. At least when it came to applications, people who had pending cases were able to fish on their interim use permits while their cases were before us. 900 was unmanageable, but we decided cases at a rate faster than they came to us, and we charted that in some of the reports that I've done. And so today it's a relief to finally achieve a manageable caseload of 30. That's what we have before us. Those are cases we can address. We can address it in an orderly way. And I believe we can complete those adjudications in the court by the end of 2016. But I got to note a phenomenon that has kind of come to our attention. I guess this is a natural thing. We should have anticipated it. But it seems that we haven't saved any of the easy cases for last. And so we have a little example for you. I think, with your permission, Mr. Chair, we'd like to. It's a piece of our work product. It's one of the more recent cases we've decided, but I want to show you what some of the remaining cases look like.
That would be helpful to the committee.
Great. And about this case, it's the name of the case you will see is the Kuzman case. And it turned out to be a very difficult case for us, a lot of detail, as you will see. We had to analyze individual fish tickets, and we had a hearing officer who did a good job of pulling the record together but made some unfortunate statements on the record that we had to kind of distance ourselves from. But this is a case that's actually one case that's worth 15 cases. This was the last case to be decided in this fishery, and while this case was pending, and this case affects two applicants, but while this case was pending, there were 13 other applicants pending at a point level, and they needed a resolution of this case to determine where they stood. As it turned out, this case is a denial, and the applicants did not appeal from the denial. This case stands, and that means that we were able to grant the other 13 permits and close out the fishery. So this is it's a fishery we're done with, happy to be done with. It's a kind of a big deal to us. And this represents, I think, the cases that remain. This is kind of what we're facing. We have an opportunity to close out a number of fisheries, and we're on track for doing that.
That's good. And I noticed from your 2012 report that you adjudicated 3 permit cases. Mm-hmm. Was this one of those?
Are we speaking of 2013?
2012 was the last
This was a 2013 case.
Okay. So that's, and there were, at that time, what, 7 remaining, and so now there's 6, because you finished one of these? Is that?
Well, what's left before us is 30 cases. There are 7 before hearing officers and 23 before us.
Okay. And how does the, with the reduction in workload to a manageable extent, and I understand that it's manageable and needs to go forward next year, we of course are looking at severe restrictions in our budgetary process over the next 10 years. And I'm sure there's going to be an effort to consolidate efficiencies within Fish and Game and elsewhere. So as we go forward, if we're looking at a transition, a potential transition, would you as a commissioner be willing to engage in that process and offer constructive criticism as to the wisdom of combining the CFEC into as a division of ADF&G so that we don't have two different computer systems offering licenses, that is vessel and crew member licenses and sport fishing licenses, so that we can get some integration there?
Mr. Chairman, we would be happy to participate in that process.
Okay, I appreciate that, because that's something that we, as we go forward, we want to make sure that we're looking at everything with a fine-tooth comb, but we want to do it in a very critical manner that gets us efficiencies without unnecessary burdens as well. So I appreciate that. Are there other questions for Mr. Twomley? Representative Feige.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And more curiosity here on your resume. You've got that you were a VISTA volunteer from 1972 to 73. What exactly does a VISTA volunteer do? It was about the time that program was getting started, wasn't it?
In this case, I was probably, there had already been maybe three generations of VISTAs in Alaska, mm-hmm. but I had already graduated from law school. And so I came up and worked for Alaska Legal Services as a VISTA. And I did a lot of work in the bush. It led to my being employed by Alaska Legal Services. But I put in years of VISTA, and then Legal Services hired me. And I got to continue to work on some very interesting cases. I represented a number of Native allotment applicants. Mm-hmm. And I also was one of the lawyers for the plaintiffs in Tapifla v. Lynn, which is, it's known as the Molly Hooch case. Mm-hmm. Well, what it did, it brought me in touch with a lot of people who are now our clients at the Entry Commission. I also represented fishermen before the Entry Commission, before this job.
A follow-up to that, I imagine you got to travel all over?
I did. I think I've been in and worked with, I worked in a bunch of villages, but I've been in more than 50.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions? Come, Reverend Feige.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move to follow the name of Bruce Twomley to the House floor for consideration during the joint session of the legislature. Motion to move the name forward does not reflect the intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during the joint session for purposes of confirmation.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing none, we will forward your name for consideration of joint session, and I really appreciate you coming in and sharing with us, and we'll appreciate working with you in the future, hopefully.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members.
Thank you again, and it is 10:25, and we will be adjourned.